The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simen Pei Vav of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of washing oneself on Shabbos. There is no prohibition from the Torah of taking a shower or a bath on Shabbos. However, Chazal forbade bathing and showering one's entire body on Shabbos in warm water, even if the water was warmed up before Shabbos. The reason is because we're concerned that if someone was not satisfied with the temperature of the water, they might come to heat up more water on Shabbos, and thereby violating the malacha of bishul, of cooking, meaning cooking the water, as well as of maver esh, of igniting a fire for the purpose of warming up the water. There was a second reason why Chazal forbade bathing on Shabbos, and that is because it used to be that people would go to public bathhouses, and there was a concern that those who were operating these bathhouses would warm up the water on Shabbos and claim that it was already heated from before Shabbos. To prevent that, Chazal forbade any bathing in hot water, even in our own private homes where we don't have this concern. In addition, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there is an ancient minhag that we abstain from bathing or showering at all on Shabbos, even when doing so in cold water. So let's see Halacha Aleph. Asur lirchotz kol gufo, o afilo rov gufo, b'mayim chamim. It is forbidden for one to wash his entire body, or even the majority of his body, with warm water. Afilo huchamu be'erev Shabbos, even if it was heated up before Shabbos. Va'afilo lirchotz shelo b'pamachas, and even if he's not washing his entire body at one time, ela eva ever, but rather he is washing a limb at a time, asur berov gufo, it is forbidden to do so with the majority of his body. Va'afilo likones lamerchatz rak lahazia, even if someone is entering the bathhouse merely in order to perspire there, and they're not intending to actually bathe, gam kein asur, it is still forbidden, because people who see him going in will assume that he's going to bathe there. Aval mutar lirchotz panav yadav v'raglav b'chamin, it is permissible for a person to wash his face, hands, and feet with hot water, shehu chamu b'erev Shabbos, that was heated up before Shabbos. There's no concern if he's merely washing his hands, face, and feet that he would come to heat up the water on Shabbos itself. Halacha Beis, Hamayim Shehem Mimkorom Novim Chamim, water that comes from a source which is naturally hot, Kimo Chamei Tveria Ukedoma, such as the hot springs of Tveria and the like. Imheim bakarka, if they are in the ground, ve'ein hamakom mikoreh, and the area does not have a roof over it, mutar lirchotz behem, afilu kogufo, it is permissible to wash in them even one's entire body. Aval imheim bikli, if they are in a vessel, o shehamakom mikoreh, or if the place does have a roof over it, asur, then it would be forbidden to wash in it. Va'afilo likones rak lebeis hamerchatz lahazia, even if someone is going into a bathhouse merely to perspire there, asur, it is forbidden. V'yesh omrim, and there are those that say, dekol shehem bakarka, that anything that's in the ground, afilu hamakom mikore, even if the area does have a roof over it, mutar lerchotz behem, then it would be permissible to wash there. Halacha gimel, mutar litbol kol gufol bitzone, it is permissible for a person to immerse his entire body in cold water, avolo yamod achakach neged hatanur lehischamim, but he may not afterwards stand opposite an oven or a heater in order to warm up, mishum dehavi kerochetz bechamin, because it will be as if he is washing in hot water, which would be forbidden midrabanan. Vafilo rochatz rak yodav b'mayim tzonenim, even if a person merely washed his hands in cold water, lo yis yechamimim etzo hatanur, he may not warm them up while they're wet by the oven, ba'odim lachem, while they're moist, mishum dehavi kerochetz b'mayim, because once again, it is like he is washing in hot water. Shehuchamu hayom, which was heated today, to also lerchotz behem afilo ever echad, because it is forbidden to wash even one limb in such water. Elotzarech lenagvim tchila yafe, but he would need to first dry his hands well. V'ayin le'el simen pei sif lamed beis, see what we said earlier in simen pei, sheyishaf shefem kodim hanigov, that he should rub his hands before drying them, shelo yishaer aleim rak ma'at mayim, so that there would only be on them a little bit of water, not an abundance of water which would enter the towel. Halacha dalid, harochets sarach lisaher, someone who is washing in Shabbos must be careful shelo lischot sa'aro, that they don't squeeze out the water from their hair, because schita is considered an aspect of dosh, and is forbidden on Shabbos to squeeze out a liquid from a solid. The prohibition of squeezing out water from hair requires some clarification. Gemara says in Shabbos, and daf kuf chaf ches amid beis, that ein schita besaira, that there's no prohibition of squeezing out hair. The way Rashi learns the Gemara is that what the Gemara is saying is that there's no iser min haTorah to squeeze out water from hair. However, it's not clear whether there's an iser derabbanan. The Chedushi Haran brings a raya that it really is aser min derabbanan to squeeze out hair, and the reason is because Chazal were afraid that one would come to squeeze out other things as well, which do involve an iser min haTorah. In the Shmir Shabbos Kehochasa, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as saying that it is permissible for a person to dry his hair in a normal fashion, which means that although we would be machmir not to squeeze it, but if one would merely dry the hair, the fact that small amounts of liquid gets squeezed into the towel, that is not of concern. Part of the reason for this leniency is because the Gemara is not explicit that there's any iser at all in squeezing out one's hair. Moreover, since the water is immediately absorbed into the towel, so therefore it would be very distinct from the schita, from the squeezing out, which is the tolda of dash. Still, one would have to be careful not to wring out their hair, because in that case, the poskim are machmir, that it is forbidden. V'chein sarach lizaher, a person also has to be careful, shelo lashut, that he doesn't float on the water, ki asur lashut b'shabes yomtev, because it is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov to float or to swim. V'chein aser lahashit eze dover kigon hakesamin sh'al p'nei hamayim, it is also forbidden to cause anything to float, such as pieces of wood. V'im rochetz b'makom She'asa l'taltel. And if one is washing in a place that is forbidden to move anything, such as in the Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis, tzarech odli zaher, he has to be extra careful, she'kodem tseso, that before he goes out of the pool or lake, yosir tchilas hamayim she'agufo v'sarisov, he has to first remove the water that's on his body and on his hair, v'inagvem yofer, and to dry them carefully, shelo yisharu alav mayim, so that there's no water on them, v'yotziyem mirishus l'rishus, and he ends up transporting the water from one domain to another. V'gam bin nahar atzmo tzarech lizaher, and even in the river itself, a person has to be careful. Shelo yisa es hamayim she'olav dal amos, that he does not transport the water that is upon him for a span of 4 amos. Ki hanahar hi karmelis, because the river is considered a karmelis. Ulefi she'ein kulam yodim lizaher, since not everyone knows how to be careful with these things, alkein nispashet haminog b'medinas elo, therefore the minog developed in these countries, shelo lirchotz klal b'shabbos, afilo b'tzonen, is that someone should not wash at all on Shabbos, even in cold water, ki im l'tzorech mitzvah, except for the purpose of a mitzvah, could go an isha nida, for example, for a woman who's a nida, who needs to wash, v'ish l'kiryo, and a man who is a baal keri, who needs to go to the mikvah. This minhag, that we abstain from bathing or showering in even cold water on Shabbos, is limited to Ashkenazic communities. Sfaradim never accepted it, which means that for Sfaradim, they would be able to take either a cold shower or at least a lukewarm shower on Shabbos if they're careful with all of the detailed halachas that pertain to showering, such as not squeezing out one's hair or one's towel, as well as not cooking the water in the pipes, which we will discuss soon. The issue of using warm water that was heated up before Shabbos is not very practical if we are trying to take water from the tap. The reason is that even if someone can turn off their boiler so that it is not heating the water on Shabbos itself, the way most water systems work is that when we turn on the tap, if we turn on any hot water at all, so the hot water gets drawn from the boiler, and immediately more hot water fills up the boiler, and it starts cooking then. In other words, even if the boiler is not on, since the water that's in the boiler previously is significantly hot, it will begin to boil or cook the new water, the new cold water that comes in. So inadvertently, one would be violating Bishul right then. Additionally, most people, when they turn on the tap, they don't put it directly on the hottest water, which means that you're actually getting a synthesis of hot water and cold water mixed together. Well, the cold water that merges with the hot water in the pipe might very well be cooking, because as soon as it hits the very hot water, it's going to itself become hot, which is essentially cooking. So it would seem that with the typical water heating systems in people's homes, it would be very problematic to use hot or even warm water on Shabbos. Halacha hey, mutar la'amod al svas hanar, it is permissible to stand at the bank of a river, v'lirchotz yodav b'nahar, and to wash his hands in the river. V'ein ze asur b'mashu motzi esamayim sh'al yodav min hanar al svaso, and it is not forbidden in that he is removing water from the river and transferring it via his hands to the riverbank. Lefisha hanarhu karmelis, usvas hanarhu gamkin karmelis, because both the river and the riverbank would both be considered a karmelis. Umutar lahotzi mi karmelis, the karmelis bepachos midal amas, and it is always permissible to transfer something from a karmelis to a karmelis, as long as he's careful not to exceed 4 amas. Rakshi Zahelina gave you a dove hate, but he should be careful to be sure that his hands are perfectly dry. Kodem Sheyelech Dal Amos, before he walks 4 amos, because otherwise the drops of water that are on his hands will be transferred in a karmelis, which is usur. In Halacha Vav, we address an issue that relates to the Malacha of Lush, kneading. It says, Mutar Lashuf Yadav Bimursun. It is permissible for one to immerse his hands in bran, Afopi Shehayadayim Ritubos, even though his hands are moist. We're not concerned that the moisture on his hands would be sufficient to say that it's as if you're putting water into bran. Ubovad shelo yitin es hamayim al hamersan mamash, as long as one is careful not to put water directly onto the bran, because that would indeed be a violation of lush. Aval asur lashuf yadav bimelach, however it is forbidden for one to immerse his hands in salt, v'koshchein bivoris, or the more so, to use soap on his hands, mishum dinimoach, because it dissolves, and it could involve the malacha of mimachek, of smoothing something. The poskim say that one may not use any soap on Shabbos other than liquid soap. If there is no liquid soap available, then a person can make it himself by basically melting some soap into water. Ideally, this should be done before Shabbos. But if it was not done before Shabbos, in the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasa, he brings down that one may even do it on Shabbos. If necessary, one can use hot water from a kli sheni in order to help melt the soap into a liquid. Halacha Zayin. Mayim she'ein haderech lirchotz behem ela lirefuah. Any water that people are not accustomed to washing there, unless it is for the purpose of curing, kigon she'heim ro'im o mu'usim. For example, the water is bad or repugnant. Aser lirchotz behem b'shabbos kevan she'nikar shu'u mechavin lirefuah. It is forbidden to wash in such water on Shabbos because it is evident that his intention is for healing purposes. Bamedvar marmurim. When do we say these things? Kishe shoeh bahem. If the person is spending time in the water. Aval im eino shoeh bahem. If he's not going to wait and spend time in the water, mutar, then it is permissible. She'ena nira ella kimeker, because then it looks as if he is merely cooling himself down, and that's something which is permissible. Ubechame Tveria ukedome, and in the hot springs of Tveria and the like, im ein haderech lirchotz behem ella lerefuah, if it is not the practice to immerse in them unless one is seeking out a means of healing, then we would say, Asur lechotz behem b'Shabbos lerefuah. It is forbidden to wash in them on Shabbos for the purpose of healing. Afilo eino shoeh behem, even if the person does not wait there, does not spend time in the water. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is more lenient than this. He says that if someone does not spend time there in the Chametz Tveria, then if they're not there for the purpose of refuah, then they would be allowed to immerse in it. Now, the laws of refuah, of healing, on Shabbos will be discussed later on in Siman Tzadi Aleph. But what is necessary for us to know to understand this halacha is that something which is evident that is being done for healing is prohibited to be done on Shabbos. If it is not evident, meaning sometimes it is done for healing and sometimes not, then it would be permissible to be done on Shabbos. Now, someone who is categorized as a chola, that they are ill, so then it is permissible for them to bathe on Shabbos in the water that was heated before Shabbos. The same would be true about someone who is suffering intense discomfort from the heat, so they would be allowed to shower or bathe in cold water, or to use water that had been heated before Shabbos. Same thing is true of a yoledes, a woman who has given birth, who is uncomfortable. She would be allowed to take a bath on Shabbos, and what she could do is she could ask a non-Jew to turn on the hot water for her. This would be true for the month after she has given birth, as opposed to the first 3 days, or the first 72 hours, after a woman's given birth. Then she is considered a chola sheyesh basakana, and some poskim would say she'd be allowed to heat up water herself if there'd be no non-Jew available. In general, a young child that is bathed daily, or that became dirty, it would be permissible to give him a shower, a bath, also on Shabbos, in water that was heated beforehand. Someone who attends the mikveh on Shabbos, so the halacha is, ideally, the water should not be hot. It's allowed to be warm, but not hot. Now, in all of these cases, whether it's someone who's ill, or a woman who has given birth, or when bathing a child, or someone going to the mikveh, of course we have to maintain the precautions that we discussed, that the person may not squeeze out their hair or beard. And additionally, what was not mentioned is one has to be careful not to squeeze out, to wring out the towel from water that's in it. This siman is discussing the laws of bathing and showering on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, we find the same prohibition that it is forbidden for a person to wash his entire body in hot water, even if the water was heated from before Yom Tov. Now, this requires some explanation, because on Yom Tov, it is permissible to cook water, so why would they prohibit showering in hot water altogether? What the Mishnah Berurah explains is that if someone would heat up water on Yom Tov for the purpose of showering, it would be a violation of cooking, because cooking is only permitted for a dava sheshava l'chol nefesh. It is something which is of value to everyone for Yom Tov, which everyone needs. Everyone's equal with it. It's not something unique that you need to have hot water. So when it comes to eating, that's certainly something which is shava b'chol nefesh. However, when it comes to bathing, that's not something that everyone does regularly. Now, in the Shmir Shabbos Kehochasa, he brings this down and then wonders if this would be true today, when people do shower regularly. So perhaps today it should be considered a dava which is shava l'chol nefesh, in which case it would be permissible to shower and bathe on Yom Tov, not just with water that was heated up from Erev Yom Tov, but even with water that was heated up on Yom Tov itself. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa remains unresolved in this matter. Lemaisa, he seems to paskin that there is not a justification to take a shower on Yom Tov. And this appears to be the consensus of all of the mainstream poskim. Okay, so these are the laws of bathing on Shabbos. The next siman is going to deal with the laws of taking care of animals on Shabbos.